it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country get their love. We love them right back. And in today's day and age, however, it's all about radio on the go. We've got a huge show in front of us. Joe's going to give you the quick summation, and then we'll be talking about our radio program. Go, Joe.
Exactly right, Bob. Number of ways to take Sports Byline on the go, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. The Listen Live link allows you to listen as things happen to the network, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that, a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. The apps, they're the linchpin of it all. There's iHeartRadio, there's TuneIn Radio, there's Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. Happy, proud to be a part of that relationship.
Major League Baseball postseason starts it off, takes us through much of the first hour. We roll out of the Major League Baseball postseason into late-week NFL news and a preview of the Thursday night football matchup. Then from there, it's a week 8 in college football. We preview all the top 25 games. And to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Eli Gold, the voice of Alabama Crimson Tide football, will join us, and he'll help us preview Alabama and Texas A&M, the biggest and brightest game on the SEC slate for this week.
Game of the century. Well, maybe not, but it sure is damn important, isn't it?
Well, there's game of the century every week in SEC. This is this week's version. And up next, we'll get to all the Major League Baseball postseason action. There was a lot of other pair of games. We'll talk about them both next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
Santana fouled out to the catcher. His first time up. The pitch swung at and blasted. Deep right field. Away. Back and gone. Carlos Santana tees off. Deep into the lower deck in right.
His second homer of these playoffs. And the Indians now lead it 2-0.
Now the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. This one hit to deep right field. Bautista back. Home run, Coco Crisp. Coco Crisp comes up big again.
A solo homer, and the Indians have jumped out. It is 3-0.
1997, the last time the Indians took center stage in the Fall Classic. Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant. And Cleveland, for the sixth time ever, you will have a World Series.
Well, those audio highlights of the Indians' 3-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 5 of the ALCS are courtesy of WTAM and ESPN Radio, and they bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. If you want to join the fray, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. For those that prefer Twitter, and we know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Bob, 3-0 victory. Tribe blanks the Blue Jays in Game 5 of the ALCS. And as the highlight package said, they will now advance to the World Series with a 4-1 series victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. And when we looked at this pitching matchup, like we talked about, we didn't necessarily see this coming based on the pitching matchup, but what was one of the things we said? You preview these games, you look at the starting pitching matchups, and a lot of the times you can just throw that right out the window.
No question about it, and that's exactly what happened. And now it's Miller time, baby. And you know something? It was good to see the recognition. I mean, to both of us, it was obvious, and obviously to the people that vote, they thought so as well, but Andrew Miller being named the MVP of this series was just and correct, and Cleveland moves on to the World Series, and I firmly believe, Joe, that they are going to be a handful for either team that comes out of the National League. And, you know, it was a good, tense, well-played game, and Cleveland was the better baseball team.
Well, Bob, here's the thing for the Indians. They use this bullpen, and they use it heavily. It needs a rest. It gets that much-needed rest. And while they're going to have a few days off, I don't think it's such a length of time that the Tribe will enter the World Series anything less than sharp. But in order for them to be a handful for the Cubs or for the Dodgers in the World Series, this bullpen needed a break, especially the way it was taxed yesterday. 8 outs from Andrew Miller to bridge Brian Shaw and Cody Allen meant that this team needed a couple of days off. They get it because, as you talked about, you said it's Miller time, and you were right. Him being voted the most valuable player of the ALCS was the obvious choice because of how important, and we've talked about it throughout this ALCS. The bullpen for the Cleveland Indians has been the most important thing. The way Terry Francona has used it and having Andrew Miller, a pitcher that can be used that way, has helped Terry Francona to be able to do the things he's done. And once the Indians have a lead in one of these playoff games, he manages that bullpen in that unique way he does, a very 1970s way of managing baseball. But when you have, when your best reliever, he may not be your closer, but he is your best reliever, mm-hmm. is as ego-free as Andrew Miller, you can do things that normally you couldn't do. You can throw convention out the window, and that's what he's done. And he has really leaned so heavily on that bullpen that it has logged more innings than his starters thus far through the postseason. And that was the case again last night. And if you remember, when we previewed this game, we talked about the pitching matchup and how it looked like on paper it weighed so heavily in favor of the Blue Jays, meaning the starting pitching matchup for Game 5. And then we said, well, you know, sometimes that ends up coming to fruition, but many times in these postseason matchups, it doesn't end up being the case. And we talked about a big key to this game being if the Indians end up with an early lead, you allow Terry Francona to do his bullpen magic. And that's exactly what happened in this game. Ryan Merritt, the old school, again, talk about 1970s baseball. In a day and age where if you don't throw 95-plus, you have no use to us, even middle relievers, Ryan Merritt, the classic control artist, junk baller with an array of four or five different pitches, gives you 4 1/3 innings of two-hit ball.
Yep, with no walks.
With no walks, leaves the game with the Indians up 3-0, and leaves it to that brilliant bullpen to take care of their business. Shaw starts it out. Andrew Miller gives you 8 huge outs. And Cody Allen comes on to finish it up, Bob.
Yeah, and, you know, look, it wasn't like Marco Estrada pitched bad. He didn't. But he just gave up enough where Francona could work his magic, as you said. And, you know, look, Francona going with Merritt, who gave him, you know, nice work at the end of the regular season, continued it into the playoffs. I don't know. I don't know if I would call it hunch by Francona, but let's say he had confidence in his decision-making process with going with Ryan Merritt. He does it. The bullpen picks up all the pieces as they have for Cleveland. And Francona, to his credit, Joe, he didn't all of a sudden go back to mechanics 101 of major league managers. He stuck it to his way and how he's been succeeding all along, and it's paying off with a trip to the World Series. As you said at the beginning of that, and I think very accurately, they'll get much needed rest for that bullpen, and they will be ready to go no matter who comes out of the National League. I think it's going to be one hell of a fun series.
I agree with you, Bob, and Merritt was a great story, and I don't know whether it was hunch. I don't know whether it was some small sample of statistical analysis, and it wasn't necessarily Merritt against the Blue Jays or anybody else because his body of work on the major league level was so tiny.
Right.
I mean, he pitched well,
Francona made the statement that he pitched well at the end of the year and he felt confidence in the kid. You know, you got to take him at his word because, as you said, a very thin body of work, but he put the kid out there and the kid rewarded his confidence.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at some statistics that Francona might have used, and I don't know if this was something that ended up in one of those binders that they have that has a wealth of information, but it just so happens the Jays only hit 249 versus fastballs less than 90 miles an hour. It's the fourth worst average in Major League Baseball. They're a free-swinging team with a ton of power. But they hit today's pitchers very well, you know, the 95 and ups. The slop ballers, they don't hit well, and maybe that was a statistic that Terry Francona saw. Maybe it was just flat-out hunch, and that small body of work was enough to convince him that this would be a good matchup. Some of it was also, hey, we have no choice. We're all banged up. We're all injured. We have to send somebody out there. And a guy who was the 488th pick in the 2011 draft rewarded Terry Francona with a brilliant 4 1/3 inning. And he was just the third pitcher in Major League. I saw this and I thought, wow, this is interesting. Third pitcher in Major League Baseball history, Ryan Merritt was, to make his first postseason start after having less than 5 regular season starts in his career. Just to give you an idea of how unlikely a hero he was,
yeah,
and how on paper coming into Game 5, the starting pitching matchup favored the Toronto Blue Jays on paper anyway.
Yep, on a World Statistics Day, as we head to the break, that's a pretty damn good one.
Next up, we'll wrap up Indians and Blue Jays and roll into Cubs-Dodgers. That's all next there on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Here's one into right. Base hit. Here will they come up throwing. Play at the plate is in time. And Gonzalez says, no, I was safe, and they'll look at it.
He's out. He's out. He was out first. And he is out to finish it.
Controversy in game 4. That is hit deep to center. Back at the wall. And it is gone. 4-0 Chicago.
Russell breaks out.
Highlights of the Cubs 10-2 rout of the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. Bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation by dialing us up at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. And topics for discussion are either ALCS and your thoughts on the Indians' victory that propels them to the World Series, or NLCS and the Cubs' victory that squares the NLCS at two games apiece. And we'll get to that in just a second, Bob, but was wondering if you had any final thoughts on the ALCS. I mean, for me, it seems to me that with this Indians group and with having Andrew Miller, the unique property in the bullpen that he is, it allows Terry Francona to shorten these games in a way that nobody ever has that I can remember in postseason history. And if he can have a lead after four innings or five innings at the most, it's Miller time, it's Allen time, it's Shaw time, in some sort of order. Mm-hmm. You're going to see those three plus maybe a couple of the other pieces. But if his starter can get them out in front and their lineup can get to the opposition starter early, the game is incredibly short. And in many ways, it all hinges on the versatility and the length out of the bullpen that Andrew Miller can give you. And you saw that last night. It started with Brian Shaw and the inning that he gave you. Then it was 2 2/3 from Andrew Miller before Cody Allen finished it off by pitching the ninth inning. So to me, what Francona is doing is so old school, number one, but also so unique and so different than what anybody else in baseball is doing. Yes, other managers and other bullpens that have great talent, a lot of pieces, try and shorten the game. But the way Terry Francona's been able to do it, mostly because of the ALCS MVP and Andrew Miller, is very unique and very different than anybody else can do it.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Joe. And it's interesting. If you take it back to last year, it is not dissimilar to the Kansas City approach, but with the uniqueness of Andrew Miller, it's almost a hybrid. And that has enabled Terry Francona to go old school. With Kansas City last year, it was inning, except in the rarest of circumstances where they'd ask one of their guys to go two innings. Usually didn't happen. With Andrew Miller, it's literally, he'll play in the fourth inning. You know, he'll use Andrew Miller wherever he needs to use him to get what he deems as the crucial out in the crucial situation. That makes it old school, number one. Number two, with Miller being such a unique weapon, it's almost, I wanted to equate it to like having Lawrence Taylor on the defensive side of the ball, where you never knew where he was going to be. Well, you know something? You never know where Terry Francona is going to use Andrew Miller.
Right.
He can literally drop him in any set of circumstances, and then once he's in there, he's not a one-batter situation. He's going to be in that game for a while, and with his strikeout-to-walk ratio, the fact that he's just dominating hitters in an unprecedented way, it's just he's such a unique weapon that it really gives Francona a distinct advantage. And the other aspect of it, Joe, you know, if you go back to the very beginning of the playoffs, he's been using him like this the entire playoffs. You know, he used him a bit like this in the regular season. He certainly was a unique weapon to have. But going forward here, where you would have had Miller been failing at any point, Francona, he shouldn't be using him like this. You know, this isn't what's done in baseball today, blah, blah, blah. And now that's all out the window because of the performance of Andrew Miller. Even going forward now into the World Series, no one will question, even if Miller should blow a situation and give up a game, nobody's going to question Francona's usage of him because of the level of success that they're having going about it with this approach. It's really old school, it's really unique, and it's really working which is what the key is, and Cleveland is going to the World Series.
Well said. The bullpen gets that much-needed rest. I don't think it's a long enough rest that the bats lose their focus, that
right.
the starting pitching ends up being, a starting pitching staff that lacks control. I think it's a well-needed, well-earned rest for the Indians, and it puts them in a position to hit the ground running come game one of the World Series next week, whoever their opposition is. And speaking of that, we should probably go back to the NLCS. The Cubs lay the wood to the Dodgers, 10-2 the final in this one. Series is all knotted at 2 apiece, and now in essence you have a 3-game series with the Cubs having home field advantage, as after tonight's Game 5, it goes back to Chicago for Game 6 and, if needed, Game 7. So in many ways, with this big 10-2 victory, the ball is back in the Cubs' court. They have regained control of this series. And the way it really happened was the Cubs bats got going in the fourth. And really, there was no looking back. And if there was a chance for the Dodgers to get back into it, Ross Stripling took care of that in the sixth.
Yes, he did.
When he gave up 5 runs in the sixth while recording only 1 out. And that eliminated any chance of the Dodgers to climb back into this one, at least to me. That's really how I looked at this game. The Cubs breaking through first on Urias in the fourth. And then Ross Stripling, with a chance to kind of keep the Dodgers within hailing distance, he really lays an egg in the sixth. The only thing I'm left to wonder about, Bob, and I'll let you run with this as well, wonder if this had all been different had Adrian Gonzalez been called safe in the second instead of out. And it's the Dodgers that start this game with the 1-0 lead as opposed to the Cubs, getting to Urias in the fourth and taking control.
Certainly a question worth raising. I mean, obviously we don't have the answer, but, momentum is a very strange thing in baseball. And as we talked about in our preview, John Lackey's job was to make sure that the Dodgers did not get on the board until the rookie got hit. And he did that, with the exception of, maybe Gonzalez. But with all that being said, they didn't touch on Lackey until the fifth inning. It was a good enough job. And Urias was doing okay until that big, fourth inning? Yeah, fourth inning. And, look, you put a rookie in that situation. He was baffling the Cubs to start out with. But as you saw, Joe, second time around in the order, they
second
started hitting.
Second time around.
Yep. But you know something, though, and I'll get a little takeaway that I took out of this. Cubs have issues with left-handed pitching. And they were able to get to this kid the second time around. Rookie, maybe he was getting a little repetitive in what he was doing. You go up against better left-handed pitching, and, what is Andrew Miller again? They could end up having some issues. And, again, Lackey did exactly what he needed to do. The bats came alive at exactly the right time. As you said, the big blow-up with the 5-run sixth. And they were off to the races. But, if I'm Chicago, I'm not looking at this game as, oh, God, we took care of our business. Now we're rocking and rolling again. It was, can you say it was a little bit deceptive? Would that be fair?
I don't know. Again, they do have some issues with left-handed pitching. And at this point in the season, or postseason, we should say, you're in mid to late October, you're facing the best every night. Nothing's going to be easy. 103 win teams, their advantages get mitigated because they're not playing the weak sisters of the poor in July and August.
Right.
They're not winning 10. Well, they won 10-2 last night.
Yeah, they did. I'll give this to you and let you run with it. But, Stripling was the aberration in this. It was a competitive game up until he lost his inning. And my point is that this Cub team, when they're facing really good left-handed pitching, they struggle.
Well, if the Indians can, let's say it's Indians Cubs in a World Series, an all Midwest World Series, the middle of the country will be going crazy. If the Indians' formula is simple, we need to scratch out somehow, some way, a couple of runs early, ask our starters to do enough and get us to the fifth inning with a lead. I'll take care of it from there, Terry Francona says, with the help of my bullpen. They'll shorten games. And the formula that's worked against everybody else because of Andrew Miller will work just as effectively against the Cubs. So if they continue to be prone, should it be them in the World Series, to these slumps, these hitting slumps, they're going to lose to the Indians. That's the realities, and that's where we'll pick it up next on The Attack before we roll into the NFL. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. We're talking baseball here, and we'll move on from that to the Thursday night matchup. But, Joe, you know what today is?
Thursday?
Yeah, very good. There you go. I thought you had a stroke there. No, this is the anniversary of Dick Fosbury. Do you remember Dick Fosbury?
No.
He won the Olympic gold in Mexico City by going over the bar backwards. He was the first competitor to ever do it in the high jump. The Fosbury flop and he won the gold medal at 7 feet, 4 inches, 4 1/4 inches in Mexico City. And his coach, and it just goes to prove that there's bad coaches in all sports, Pat Jordan warned that it could wipe out an entire generation of high jumpers because they'll all have broken necks.
Oops. Well, he was wrong. It happens. That's a good little nugget. Where'd you find that?
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Yeah, this day in history.
This day in history. Good stuff.
And Burt Lancaster died in this, but that was a sports related, but not of a broken neck. He just died of old age.
Yeah, well, that happens.
That's what I heard.
Well, let's get back on the beam here in Game 4 NLCS. Look ahead to Game 5 as well. And I guess really the story again with this one, as you said, Lackey does enough. They get through on Urias the second time around. Mike Montgomery comes out of the pen, gives him 2 huge innings. Ross Stripling comes up small. And it's a 10-2 Cubs rout. And the Cubs are right back in this thing, back with home field advantage and probably feeling pretty good about themselves once again. Are there concerns if you're the Cubs? Absolutely. There are issues against quality left-handed pitching and their propensity for just hitting outages here against better pitching could be problematic. I also look at this game and, you know, while 10-2 has you saying route, there's nothing really to look back at. I really am left to wonder, had the umpires and replay got it right and called Adrian Gonzalez safe.
Yep.
And it's the Dodgers who draw first blood. Does this game turn out differently? I don't know. I can't say. It ends up being 10-2 Cubs. But I am left to wonder that. And now we look ahead to Game 5. The always pivotal, especially when it's 2 apiece, Game 5 in a best-of-7 series. John Lester on the bump for the Cubs, opposed by Kenta Maeda.
Yeah. I want to take it back for just a second of what you said. You can't anticipate what's going to happen. But, you know, you look at the score and you see 10-2 and you say, all right, well, it's a blowout in Chicago. It ain't necessarily so, because as we said in our preview, Joe, first on the board was going to matter a whole lot in this baseball game. And certainly with a struggling Chicago team that just wasn't putting wood to baseball. And I think it's a very valid concern you mentioned. Go ahead with the matchup.
It was 21 innings.
Yeah.
Without putting up a run for the Cubs before they finally broke through on Urias. And as you said, Maeda, Lester, I mean, to me, Lester's had a spectacular year. And he pitched a terrific game 1. I guess he's got I guess the Cubs have the edge in this pitching matchup in Game 5. But as we always say, when we preview these games, you look on paper, you think you found an edge in a starting pitching matchup, and then it all goes up in smoke. So what does it all really mean? Basically, it boils down to this. The team that wins this Game 5 really finds themselves in the driver's seat, in particular if it's the Cubs, because if it's the Cubs, the Dodgers would have to go back to Chicago and win 2 straight in Wrigley Field to take the series. That would be a real uphill climb. So at 2 apiece, this is, it's a pivotal game, but an extreme must-win game for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, if you're going to tilt in the direction of the Cubs, which I think you should in this matchup, and it's not just because of Lester having a great year, it's that right-handed arm. And it just, you know, they light up right-handers. They struggle against left-handers. They're not facing Clayton Kershaw. Roberts is going to wait until Game 6 to do that, more than likely. And I think even that will depend upon whether or not the Dodgers are able to pull this game out. It all tilts towards the Cubs in this. Were you surprised, by the way, just retroing to yesterday's game, about the amount of Cub fans that were in the stands in L.A.?
No, they've become one. I mean, they've always been a national team to a great degree. And now that they're a winning team beyond the lovable losers, it's become fashionable for people to be Cubs fans. It was always fashionable to see Yankee fans everywhere. But there were a couple of teams in baseball that are truly national teams. The Yankees, for obvious reasons. But those two big teams in the Midwest, the Cubs and the Cardinals, they have fans everywhere. And a lot of it has to do with going back in time to their radio deals. The radio stations that those two teams are on, their flagship radio stations, would carry all over the Midwest. So, you know, you look at a place like Los Angeles, much like New York, transplanted people from everywhere. So it doesn't shock me at all that many Cubs fans there. And as I've always told you about Los Angeles sports crowds, unless it's a Laker game, they're notoriously bad crowds. They notoriously show up late, leave early, or don't show up at all. So the fact that a bunch of Cubs fans could get tickets to a Dodgers game doesn't surprise me at all.
I'll tell you what, they must have sold a hell of a lot of tickets out from under the mainstream, because when Addison Russell hit that home run, it sounded like they were in Wrigley Field. I was surprised at the amount. I mean, I get all the stuff about L.A. I mean, I've been on that noise for decades. But, you know, just the fact that, and I was listening in the car. I was traveling, and I'm listening on the radio on the MLB broadcast. And I was like, what, they're not playing in Wrigley today. Oh, wait. Oh, whoa. I mean, it was that loud. I was a little shocked, quite frankly.
Okay. Not me. And, you know, game five will be more of the same tonight at Wrigley West.
Yeah.
What do you say we jump out of the baseball into the football? Thursday night matchup. Packers, Bears, Lambeau Field, 8:25 Eastern Time, CBS and the NFL Network. For a lot of reasons. The game's going to be close, but not necessarily going to be well played because...
Not in a good way.
There's no Eddie Lacy and a whole bunch of other people. Packers are missing like six guys.
Yeah.
It's actually seven. It's Eddie Lacy and six others all ruled out for the Thursday night matchup. And, you know, two of them are running back. So, Nile Davis, you may have just come over in a trade for a conditional late-round pick. Guess what? You're going to be dotting the I for the Green Bay Packers. Their secondary is decimated by injuries, which should allow Brian Hoyer to have some success between the 20s. Again, this is not going to be one of those memorable football games, because at this point, with the injuries, the ineffectiveness of Rodgers, and all the other things we've talked about, Green Bay, to be kind, they're one of many. The Bears, they strive to be one of many. They're not even that good.
Yeah, they're one of many too.
Right. Well, they're not even that good. And so I think what's going to happen here, it's in Lambeau. It's going to be a close game. They're division rivals. Neither team is particularly good. Hoyer and the Bears move the ball pretty well between the 20s, and they manage to turn that either into empty possessions or field goals generally. That will probably be the difference in this football game. The Packers will do a better job in the red zone in what will be something less than a classic football game, and I think they'll find a way to win a fairly close one. I don't think they'll cover the number. I think it's kind of an ugly one-possession game where when we come back tomorrow, we talk about the game, and I call it one of those, well, it's an I-don't-want-it-you-take-it game.
Boy, I'll tell you, Joe, I'm back and forth on this game because where the injuries are for the Packers, if Brian Hoyer can exploit it with his weapons – it could end up going Chicago's way. But I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm saying to myself, man, if Joe's right and the slide has begun on this guy's career, well, then Chicago's going to win this football game. I'm just not buying in yet that Aaron Rodgers is on the wrong side. I liked his response after the Dallas game, and he talked about the fact, you know something, I'm going home, I'm going to go have a scotch. Then they talked about it later in the week. He goes, yeah, the scotch was pretty damn good. He said, I'm ready to go. That's what the great quarterbacks do. They let it roll off their back, and they go forward. Now, whether or not that's all bravado remains to be seen. But I have a feeling he's about to have one of those games. I could end up being wrong, But playing in Lambeau, backs against the wall, injuries all over the place, I don't think there's going to be any illusion about a running game. I don't even think they're going to try to keep balance. I think Rodgers is just going to go for it and chuck the ball all over the field. Let's see how the Bears stand up to it. I have a feeling Green Bay is going to take it to them tonight.
Okay.
Fair enough, Bob. It's a game, you know, we'll be watching that along with Game 5 of the NLCS. Those are your main events on the sports calendar for a Thursday evening. Other NFL news, real quick, we'll carry that over to the short segment that helps us tie a bow around our number one. Looks like Big Ben going to miss more than just the one game or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It looks like there's some residual damage as a result of the bone bruise that he suffered last year that cost him several weeks. And it looks like doctors said 4 to 6 weeks, which means we see a lot more Landry Jones than anybody in Pittsburgh can be comfortable with. They'll beat the very worst teams on their schedule with Landry Jones. It's when they have to play against better competition that the limitations of the offense with Landry Jones leading it become a problem. When they play the Clevelands and teams of that ilk, Landry Jones will probably do enough. It's when they play some of the higher-flying offenses and better defenses and Landry Jones has to do more that they could be in trouble. So if this injury lingers too long, potentially the most dangerous team in the AFC, or one of them, could end up on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. If Ben can get under center quickly, well, then they hit the ground running come December. They're at their healthiest, and they truly are a dangerous team come the AFC postseason. But if it's a lot of Landry Jones, they may never get to that AFC postseason because of the games they lose before Ben comes back.
Hey, Joe, we've talked about it, the all-or-nothing situation with Landry Jones. It's nothing, not unless his game is significantly changed.
You know, and we criticize teams for not getting that backup quarterback. We're not saying it's easy, but when the opportunity is there, now, I'm going to go out on a small redwood here. The backup quarterback is one of the more important positions on your roster. You know, it's the most important non-starter position by a wide margin, and it could be more valuable than some of your ancillary starters. Because as we talk about, it's a quarterback-driven league. If you don't have one,
yeah,
or in this case two, your season can change very, very quickly. We'll pick it up right there next. Here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Spano, he's Black. Keep it where it's at.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
Well, we know some things. Yo, Joe, looking at their schedule, Pittsburgh schedule, welcome back to the attack. New England, obviously, on the 23rd. Then their bye week, Baltimore at Baltimore, Dallas, Cleveland and Indianapolis before he's projected, if you go the full 6 weeks, to come back against the Giants on December 4th. Two very losable, three very winnable. If they get two, they'll be okay going forward with Ben. If it's any less than that, as you said, they could be in big trouble.
Exactly right, Bob. Exactly right. And, you know, just before we kind of wrap up the NFL, and maybe we'll carry one or two quick stories to the early part of hour two before we roll into the college football, just want to give everybody an opportunity in the latest on our Twitter polls that I have on my Twitter account. I have two of them up there, as you know. Number one is with the Jets at 1-5. Should there be a change at QB? And if so, to who? Right now, 2-1. Everybody says no change. Stay with Ryan Fitzpatrick at 67%. The next most common answer is go with Bryce Petty. No votes for Hackenberg and no votes for Geno Smith. And then the other one is when Tony Romo is deemed 100% healthy, should he get his starting QB job back in Dallas? Again, 2-for-1 no as opposed to yes. I'm definitely in the minority on that one. I say yes when he's 100%. And if you want to hit those polls up, they'll both be open until tomorrow at the start of the show. Do so by hitting me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56. Bob, what a great hour one. We covered everything. Most of the major NFL news, previewed the Thursday night matchup, hit all the Major League Baseball. And hour two, we'll tie a bow around the NFL, roll into the college football, and it'll culminate at 40 after hour number two when the voice of Alabama football, Eli Gold, joins us. But now let's step aside and get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rigged because she should never have been allowed to run for the presidency.
In the third and final presidential debate, Republican nominee Donald Trump continuing to say the election process itself is rigged, also saying he'll take a wait-and-see approach when it comes to whether or not he'll accept the result of the presidential election.
I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Democrat Hillary Clinton's response at last night's debate.
We've had free and fair elections. We've accepted the outcomes when we may not have liked them. And that is what must be expected of anyone standing on a debate stage during a general election.
The Syrian military saying a ceasefire has begun in Aleppo so people can leave their war-torn neighborhoods. And they say that Russia's backing it. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A rookie sheriff's deputy in Northern California shot and killed in the line of duty yesterday. The Modoc County Sheriff's Office saying the 31-year-old Deputy Jack Hopkins was shot while responding to a civil disturbance call, and a suspect has been arrested. A jury in Virginia has finished hearing testimony from a woman who's brought a multi-million dollar defamation lawsuit against Rolling Stone magazine.
Nicole Aramo was on the stand for most of yesterday. Aramo claims Rolling Stone author Sabrina Rubin-Erdley and publisher Winter Media defamed her in an article published nearly 2 years ago. In the article, a rape on campus, a UVA student referred to as Jackie described being gang raped at the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house in September of 2012. But police found no evidence to back up the claims, and the magazine retracted the article and apologized. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Meanwhile, NBA star Derrick Rose of the New York Knicks and two friends have been cleared by a jury of rape charges in a civil lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Yahoo wants the feds to explain why the government ordered it to scan millions of its users' email accounts. This after Reuters reported that Yahoo did build a powerful surveillance system that scanned incoming emails for a specific string of characters. The government reportedly asking Yahoo to build the system last year. Yesterday, Yahoo formally asked the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, to clarify the government's order about scanning emails. As you probably well know, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were together last night on a stage. Tonight they're going to be together again, as Scott Pringle reports.
They did not even shake hands at the debate last night, but are expected to dine together tonight. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump expected to speak and take light jabs at each other. At least that's been the tradition that dates back decades at this annual Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner. It hosts the main presidential candidates for a night of political roasting. It costs thousands for a seat, with the money going toward Catholic charities. Scott Pringle, New York.
And California's attorney general is now launching a criminal investigation into Wells Fargo over its sales tactics. The San Francisco-based bank did agree to a $185 million settlement last month with the federal government for opening millions of accounts without customers' permission. But the attorney general in California has issued a warrant demanding records of customers and workers, as well as other documents suggesting that Wells Fargo committed felonies through its sales methods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely. And I would love to do that.
Oh, there you go. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter is more your thing, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. We love our affiliates and they love us right back. But let's talk about the devices and platforms and the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
All right, Bob, let's fire it up and let's talk about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the array of apps that are downloadable to any device you can think of, be they Android-based, be they Apple-based, or be they Windows-based. And they are iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. So check any and all of them out. There's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including this program, the Spano and Black Attack.
Yep. Happy, proud to be a part of it. Thank you very much for your service. Greatly appreciated.
All right, up next, Bob, we'll wrap up the NFL talk, and it won't even take the entire next segment. Then we'll start rolling into the college football. We'll preview a Week 8 Top 25 calendar, and then we'll pave the way for Eli Gold, the voice of Alabama football, to join us at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And we'll spend that entire segment breaking down Alabama, Texas A&M. But your calls next, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. We'll tie a bow around all the NFL talk for a Thursday edition right after this.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Great Nick Charles bringing us back to the attack. That's a nice voice to hear, you know, Joe?
Sure is, Bob. Sure is. From a day gone by, boy.
Yeah, miss old Nick.
We miss those guys we lost. He was one of the greats in sports, and we do miss him a whole heck of a lot here.
Very much so.
But before we jump into the college football, because we got a week 8 to preview, and I do want to wrap up the NFL talk. We talk Roethlisberger. Des Bryant says his injury is a result of cutting his finger while making his own soup. He had enough money, hire a chef. He says he's going to be fine and he's ready to roll. And if you remember, I mentioned a couple of polls I have up on my Twitter account. Well, one of them's been kind of rendered moot, but feel free to vote on it anyway. As the Jets have decided, well, they did it half right. They decided to bench Ryan Fitzpatrick. Problem is, they haven't admitted the season is over, and they've replaced him with Geno Smith, which I don't really think is an upgrade. At this point, at 1-5, I know it's hard to admit that your season's over until it's really over, but I don't see the benefit of going from Fitzpatrick to Geno. I don't know what this changes. First of all, if they had any confidence in Geno when Ryan Fitzpatrick was holding them hostage for $12 million for this one-year deal, they would have just said, well, piss off and we'll go with Geno. But they don't believe in Geno. The organization does not believe in Geno. The coaching staff doesn't believe in Geno. There's no reason the fan base should believe in Geno. So to bench Fitzpatrick for Geno, to me, is a complete waste of time. If you're going to move on to a new quarterback, let us at least see one of those young ones, because I don't think Geno Smith gives you a better chance to win than even one of those young quarterbacks. So to me, this is a waste of time. It's four, but whatever you want to call it, the realities are it's a waste of time. A lot of people say it's a move that needs to be made. But this organization told you what they thought of Geno Smith in the offseason, so the move accomplishes nothing. If you're going to stay with a veteran quarterback, just stay with Fitzpatrick. When you decide to move on from him, go with one of the young guys and see what you got going forward.
You know something, not this year, but the previous season until he got punched out, Geno Smith was beating out Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they've mentioned that as this stuff started to trickle out of Florham Park. But you know something, it's just not justified. It's not justified to put Geno Smith in there because you know what Geno Smith is. It should be Bryce Petty. I am not a Bryce Petty believer, but at this point in the season, with absolutely nothing to lose because your season is over, find out whether or not the young guy can play. That's the answer to the question right there. Geno Smith is not going to make a damn bit of difference. The only reason why they're doing this, Joe, is they're telling their fan base, oh, look, this is a guy who used to be our starting quarterback. This is a guy who can win football games. We're not quitting on the season. We're putting what we believe is the best guy in there. And they may very well believe that. But with the season sitting where it is for the New York football Jets, it's a parallel move at best. And probably a move that is equally as bad as Fitzpatrick, because Geno Smith does not produce on the NFL level anymore as a starting quarterback. He gets in the game last week, first possession, turnover. This is what Geno Smith is. And look, that's a microcosm of his career, not necessarily how he's going to perform, but I'm with you. This is a nonsense move. You got to go with one of the kids. It's pretty obvious that Hackenberg isn't ready. Put Bryce Petty in there and see what happens. And they may do that 2 weeks down the line. If Geno right. Smith loses two games, it may end up being Bryce Petty under center. But by then, the horse is going to be so far down the road out of the barn, you can't even follow the trail of manure going forward.
Well said, Bob. I have nothing to add in that regard. Wanted to bring it up. If you have any place you want to go with NFL news, take it now. Otherwise, we'll dive into a week 8 in college football and preview the entire top 25 as only we can.
Well, you know something, we have to get to it, and maybe we'll get to it tomorrow a little more in detail with the National Football League. But the spousal abuse situation with Josh Brown, I mean, I'm going to be real curious to see how the Giants handle this now that emails have come out and letters and, you know, things that were written when he and his wife or ex-wife were in counseling. It's been going on for years in their marriage, and with the no tolerance in the National Football League, I think there's a pretty distinct possibility that Brown's career is going to be over pretty quickly.
The always classy New York Football Giants. Oh, please. They're just like every other team in the
sport.
Well,
I'm not sure that they were aware of how deep this went, to be fair about it. But with all this stuff on paper and in emails and everything else, I don't see where they're going to have any other option than to cut ties with Josh Brown.
That may be realistic. They're doing it because they have little choice. And had this firestorm not come out, the New York Football Giants, for all the class the organization supposedly has and how different they are than many organizations in the sport, they were more than happy to kick their spouse, to keep their spousal abusing kicker, because they thought he was somebody that gave them a chance to win games, and they found them a valuable piece. As you said, and as you often say, well, now the horse is out of the barn. They may be left with little choice but to cut ties with Josh Brown. We'll watch how it unfolds over the next couple of days, and maybe we'll get into this story a little deeper on Football Friday, when we spend basically the entire show, other than the early, early part of the show, on the NLCS on the National Football League, Bob.
Yep.
What
college
do you say,
time, baby?
That's it. College football action, top 25 style. There is a game in the top 25 tonight. It's a late start, so it'll take you into your Friday morning here on the East Coast. Number 14, Boise State, 6-0 and none down on the year, making their case of being that group of five New Year's Six Bowl representative. They host BYU, 4-0 and 3-down on the year. Boise State's good. They are legit good. They don't do anything that's really spectacular and makes you and jumps off the page, but they are a disciplined, talented team, a quarterback that doesn't make many mistakes in Brett Rippon. Some good athletes all over the field, and I just think they're more talented than BYU. And in their own building, I expect them to take care of business, but I also don't expect it to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, all of the above. You summarized it pretty well. BYU's good, not great. Boise State is better than they are, and they're home. So, yeah, you know, Boise State, what's the line? 57? Yeah.
7 points.
Know, yeah. I think maybe a little better than that. I think maybe 10, maybe 13.
Yeah, that's fine. You're not going to get any argument from me Let's head to Papa John Cardinal Stadium in Louisville, Kentucky. Number 7 Louisville Cardinals, 5 up and 1 down on the year. They host the 4-2 North Carolina State Wolfpack. Wolfpack showed well against Clemson. It's a game they should have won.
Yeah.
But for missed opportunities in the red zone and a missed chip shot field goal. I don't know what their defense, as physical and aggressive as it is going to be able to do with Lamar Jackson. And offensively, while State's okay, I don't think they can keep up with the pinball wizard attack of the Louisville Cardinals. This one's in Papa John's Stadium. After losing a game that you should have won last week, I expect a letdown from the Wolfpack. I like the Cardinals to kind of roll in this one. And I expect Lamar Jackson to get his Heisman Trophy campaign back on track with some major, major numbers on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. I look, it's been an emotional few weeks for North Carolina State. You know, they were dealing with the hurricane. They were dealing with the aftermath and the flooding. They put a win up against Notre Dame in a game that shouldn't have been played. Then they put up a loss in a game against Clemson that they should have won, as you accurately said. That's tough stuff for a coach to deal with. Mm-hmm. This team is pretty good. Louisville's better, and unfortunately for North Carolina State, Louisville has the best player on the field.
Right, and it could come crashing down around them this week. It could get ugly. Number 10, Wisconsin. They head to Kinnick Stadium, Iowa City, Iowa, take on the 5-2 Iowa Hawkeyes. This will be a defensive struggle. Wisconsin's just the better defensive team, more talented, more athletic on defense. Their relative lack of athleticism on offense doesn't come to light against Iowa, who's equally as unathletic on offense.
Yes.
I just think in two hard-hitting, old-school sort of Big Ten teams, Wisconsin just does it better this year. I like Wisconsin even on the road.
Let's pick it up on the other side. I'll give you my opinion. This is Bob Black, and this is the Spano and Black Attack, along with the great Joe Spano.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black at Joe Spano. Bob Black, 71 at Joe Spano. 56, excuse me, 1-800-878-PLAY, Wisconsin, Iowa. This is going to determine the West, Joe, and Wisconsin in a pretty tough stretch here, coming off a loss. And, you know, Wadley's overcome the fumbling problems. If Wisconsin has to make plays out of their quarterback position, they could be hard-pressed to win this game. I like Wisconsin, but I'm not really comfortable about making this pick.
All right, Bob, the only thing I do want to back you up on, Nebraska's still going to have a say in the west side of that.
Well, that's true, too.
Of that Big Ten chase, and right now they would be in the top spot based on the fact that they are undefeated in conference play.
Agreed. Let's see how their schedule plays out, too, because they're about to hit a tough stretch.
Yeah, very true. But, you know, it's an important Big Ten matchup. We both agree we like Wisconsin. We don't think it'll be easy. But we just think in one of those grinded-out games that they have the better grinded-out horses and some of the better athletes. Let's move on to the ACC. Number 22, North Carolina. They head to Charlottesville to take on the 2-4 Virginia Cavaliers. Scott Stadium, not always a huge home field advantage for Virginia, especially right now with Virginia not being particularly good. North Carolina offensively is as explosive as any team in America, led by Mitch Trubisky, T.J. Logan at running back, a stable of wide receivers, including Bug Howard. Defensively, they're and Ryan Switzer. Defensively, they're not particularly good. That's the realities. They've been better of late. They're the more talented team here. Virginia doesn't pose too much of a threat. If talent prevails, North Carolina wins. They stay ranked. They stay in contention in the coastal side of the ACC standings, and they're always dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a notch below the rest in the ACC, but they're still a very good team. Trubisky will play on Sundays, more than likely. Virginia is not very good. Carolina should win, but, you know, on the road, you never know.
Number 20, Western Michigan, perfect 7-0 on the year, including 3-0 in Mid-America Conference play. They host Eastern Michigan, who's 5-2, 2-1 in Mid-America Conference play, this one in Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo.
Yep, Zach Terrell leading this group, and we're hoping to get P.J. Fleck next week. Still efforting, but we'll see how that plays out. But Eastern Michigan would love nothing more than to bump the Western Michigan wagon off the trail, as it were. But Western Michigan's pretty damn good, Joe.
And right now they're making a case of their own for being that group of five team that represents in a New Year's Six Bowl.
Yep. They should
number
win.
Six. Yeah, they should, but we'll see what happens. Number six, Texas A&M. Number one, Alabama. We'll go over that one at 40 after this hour with Eli Gold, the legendary voice of Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Yep.
Moving on, number three, Michigan, coming off their bye in the Big House. Take on the Illinois Fighting Illini, 2-4, 1-2 in the Big Ten under Lovie Smith. Well, new coach, same result. Illinois has a long way to go. Michigan plays better than their talent would dictate at this point. Jim Harbaugh, a hell of a coach. Wilton Spate and company will have no problem with the Fighting Illini. I expect Michigan to roll and roll rather easily.
Yeah, they're going to roll. It's good, though. Illinois is losing better than they used to.
There you go. Number eight, Nebraska, the kingpin on the other side of the Big Ten, the side that doesn't include Michigan and Ohio State. 6-0 right now, 3-0 in Big Ten play. They host in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 3-3 Purdue, who I believe just fired their head coach.
Yes, they did. And I don't think that's going to make a damn bit of difference. Certainly not this week. You know, look, expectations in Purdue, those days are long gone. They're just not a very good program anymore. Nebraska is trying to reclaim the glory days and so far doing a pretty damn good job this year. It will continue in Lincoln.
Fair enough. Maybe Purdue should bring back Gary Danielson.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, Bob Greasy.
He's certainly crusty enough to play quarterback. Boy, sounds like such a nice guy on the air.
He's a grumpy old man.
I hear otherwise. Have you been? You've been exposed to him down your time.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. He's a grumpy old
all
man.
All I know, he sounds that now. You've heard him on the air, right? Sounds like the nicest guy in the world, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Man, they turn off those mics, boy, and everything I hear is that he is a nightmare.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't had the dealings with him on the same level, but I mean, we crossed paths when he was in town. He was aloof, let's put it that way.
Well, it's one of the reasons you haven't heard him yet on the show. I refuse to reach out because I've been told what I'll get for an answer.
There you go.
So that's number 24 Navy, the Midshipmen, 4-1, a perfect 3-0 in the American Athletic Conference. They host the surprising 5-1.
Yeah.
Memphis, 5-1, 2-0 in the American. This one in Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. This should be interesting, Bob. I don't think this one's going to be easy for the Middies.
You know, it Memphis loses their coach. They didn't miss a beat, did they? They're playing some damn good football right now.
They lost their coach and they lost their quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty damn impressed with what they're doing.
And their only loss is no disgrace. They lost to Ole Miss.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Navy, look, we know what they did and took care of their business against Houston. They're going to have to take care of their business against Memphis at home. I'm with you. It ain't going to be easy, number one. And, you know, again, you can't afford hiccups. So, you know, Navy, get it done.
What do you say we go to Morgantown? Number 12, West Virginia, undefeated. Undefeated West Virginia. Well, they're the hard part of their schedule hasn't started yet.
True.
5-0 on the year, 4-2 TCU going to Morgantown. It's not a vintage TCU team. Kenny Hill's been solid at quarterback. Defense isn't up to the usual gold standard of TCU. Neither is the offense, to be quite honest. Skylar Howard leads the way for West Virginia. It's a pretty dynamic offense and a 3-3-5 defense that teams often have trouble with. I don't really know what to make of this game other than to say this is where we start to find out what West Virginia is. Coming in, I thought they were a middle-of-the-pack Big 12 team. We'll find out and we'll know about 6:30, 7 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday whether they're anything more than that. And if they're still undefeated, you could make the case they are. If they lose this one in their own building to TCU, they'll end up being one of many and a 3 or 4 loss Big 12 team.
Yeah, you know, we had one of their guys on that covers them from CBS and earlier in the week. And you know something, you and I were in accord on this, but when they went down to Tech and they smacked them around like they did, 48-17, that got my attention. I don't know if it's an illusion. Back-to-back weeks, now they're at home against a significantly better team in TCU. But as you said, in some areas, they're maybe not as good as they've been in the past. They're still 4-2 and 2-1 in the conference. This is their test right here. If they go to 6-0, you're going to have to take them seriously.
Fair enough, Bob. Utah and UCLA in the Rose Bowl. I don't know if Josh Rosen's playing.
Is that the matchup? No.
Yeah.
In the Rose Bowl this year?
not in the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl this week. 3-4 UCLA, 6-1 number 19 Utah. Utah always tougher at home than they are on the road. UCLA is 7-point favorite in this one. Yeah. I'll take the road upset in the ranked team. I like Utah.
Yeah, I don't even see it as an upset, to be completely honest. I like Utah on this as well. I don't even see how UCLA is a favorite.
Fair enough. Jordan-Hare Stadium, Auburn, Alabama. Very quietly, Auburn has snuck into the top 25 at 4-2.
Go Gus!
They host number 17, Arkansas, 5-2 down on the year. Auburn comes into this one a 10-point favorite at Jordan-Hare.
Yeah. I mean,
I think there's some money to be made betting college football this weekend because I saw a couple of lines that clearly intrigued me.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I don't get the spread, to be completely honest. But with all that being said, Gus, considering on the griddle that he was on coming into the season, because anytime Alabama's dominating the state the way they are, the Auburn coach is always on the hot seat, has done a pretty good job of perhaps saving his job. 4-2 overall and 2-1 in conference. I don't see them winning this game, but, oh, hell, I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
I don't see it either. But again, you know, I see some very interesting point spreads that lead to a potential to make a lot of money unless we're misreading. Unless we're misreading the college football world, and come, you know, late Saturday night into Sunday morning, we'll have a lot of answers.
Yes, we will.
Number 5, Washington, perfect 6-0. They host Oregon State at Husky Stadium. I don't think State can provide any threat to the Huskies. This is not where the hiccup comes. They're a 5-plus touchdown favorite, and they'll roll over the Beavers.
Houston is at SMU, and forget it, roll.
Yeah. And Houston's had their struggles of late, but yeah, this is not where they struggle.
They're going to right the ship.
Ohio State, number 2, primetime on ABC after a tough matchup with Wisconsin. They head to Beaver Stadium at University Park, Pennsylvania, to take on Penn State.
Paper Lion.
It exactly is. Ohio State rolls in this one. I'm pretty confident in that one. I think you are as well.
Yep.
Number 16, Oklahoma. They head to Lubbock, Texas to take on Texas Tech. 3-3 on the year. Tech's not that good. It's not vintage Oklahoma, but they're good enough in this one.
And then Ole Miss and LSU. LSU creeping back into the top 25. In the bayou. Maybe they win. We'll see. Great game.
Eli Gold next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Alabama A&M preview next. Keep it where it is.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold as we're joined by the legendary Eli Gold. Eli Gold, the play-by-play voice of the Alabama Broadcast Network, specifically WJOX 94.5 FM. And he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Eli. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Eli, no, a long time no speak. Good to hear your voice again.
Been a while. Yeah, you guys doing well?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Hope you're doing well as your football team is. Quarterback situation, no problem. You lose Kirby Smart, no problem. You lose guys to the NFL, no problem. Not too many problems in Tuscaloosa, are there?
No, not right now. Things are going well. Of course, you know, nothing happens by accident. Everything that Nick Saban does is for a reason and is pre-planned. You know, Jeremy Pruitt takes over as defensive coordinator, and this is no disrespect to Kirby, who's obviously, you know, has got more championship rings than he can shake a stick at. But, you know, he leaves chasing his dream job, which is wonderful. And in comes Jeremy Pruitt, who has been with Alabama before, who has won a national championship as a defensive coordinator at Florida State. You know, this is not a piece of chopped liver that came in. You know, this is a bona fide guy. But again, the big key is he's been at Alabama before. He's been with Nick Saban before. And if you watch the Tide, which I know you guys do, there are really scant few changes in the Alabama defensive scheme over the years. Just a couple of little teeny tweaks here and there. So it's really very much the same that Jeremy dealt with when he was here the first time around. Quarterbacking, Jalen Hurts. Well, yes, the kid is spectacular, and who knew that a true freshman would be able to play like this. But the key to much of this, in addition to the player's own talent, the key is Lane Kiffin, the offensive coordinator, who did not come in a number of years ago and say, okay, here's my offense, and I'm going to make you play my offense. This is what we're going to run, end of discussion. He came in, and a couple of years ago, he took this piece of clay that was the Alabama offense and molded it to best suit the abilities of then-quarterback Blake Sims, throwing to the likes of Amari Cooper and others. Last year, he took that piece of clay and remolded it because quarterback Jake Coker certainly was not Blake Sims in style. And last year, you had Derrick Henry in the backfield, the Heisman Trophy winner, and Kenyon Drake, who's been starting for the Dolphins. And, you know, you rode those studs to a championship. This year, there's fine running backs, but there's not a Derrick Henry, at least not yet. But there's also six or seven wide receivers, five of whom can play for anybody in the SEC and start. I shouldn't say play, should start for anybody in the SEC. Well, he's remolded that piece of clay again to best utilize the talents of Jalen Hurts, who can run and throw and take advantage of those great receivers. So a lot of what's happening offensively, in addition to outstanding players, is due to the flexibility of Lane Kiffin, who has just been spectacular since joining the Tide.
That's a great summation of what's going on with this Crimson Tide team and why they are so good and perhaps the best team in America right now. Where I'm most taken, though, is on the defensive side of the ball. You talked about hardly any scheme changes, but what I'm seeing is perhaps Nick Saban's best and most athletic defense, particularly in
Definitely.
The front seven, since he's been there at Alabama. And I think that makes them lethal because they actually score more touchdowns than they give up.
But, you know, the amazing thing is the defense has given up 110 points this year. They have scored 77. So it's darn close to being a push. But you know what the deal is here? Nick Saban has always really not liked that hurry-up, no-huddle offense. Just wasn't a fan of it. You know, he loved to get into a huddle, get out to the line of scrimmage, snap the ball. If you're better than the other guys, they're going to end up on their caboose. If they're better than you, you're going to end up on your caboose. And then they huddle up and do it again. Well, it got to the point, though, where clearly he had to adapt. And he also used to recruit on defense for that old style of play where you would have time to substitute in a specialty mode while the other team was huddling up and so on. Well, then the game started getting faster. And all of a sudden, and this is no disrespect to a guy like Terrence Cody, who was great when he played at Alabama, but Mount Cody, as we called him, you know, the guy was, I mean, you needed a full tank of gas to drive around him. He was a big boy. And he could not play on third down and fourth down, potentially. He was a great first and second down defensive lineman. Well, all of a sudden, you didn't have time to get him off the field because the team on the other side of the ball was back to the line of scrimmage, back to snapping it before you had a chance. So all of a sudden, Bama's defense was being exploited because they had the wrong style of person, of body out there. And because of that, Nick Saban started recruiting differently and recruits defensive linemen who can play all four downs and that more athletic, speedier, sideline-to-sideline Leroy Jordan kind of linebacker that we've all appreciated over the years. And yes, so he too, even though he's been hugely successful, excuse me, and even though he's had all these championships, and even though, you know, he's not 34 years old or 44, he's 64, he's not old, but, you know, he's been around, he said, hey, I've got to adapt. The game is changing. And that's what he has done, and that's why you're seeing, you know, the kind of athlete that Bama now has on that front seven that you described.
The great Eli Gold joining us here in the attack. You know, you raise an interesting point there, and you talk about Nick, and he's not a kid. Nick reminds me, with his success, of the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And I mean that in a complimentary way. You know, guys his age and guys with his success, a lot of times they'll sit back, they'll say, you know, it's my way or the highway. And I'm sure there's a certain level of that. But look at the talent he brings in. And I'm not even necessarily talking on the field. I'm talking about the Lane Kiffins. I'm talking about the Pruitt. I'm talking about Sarkisian coming in as an offensive advisor. You know, he's not afraid to put people around him who have their own egos, who have their own resume, and who have their own track record of success. And to me, that contributes as much as anything else with the program. And when you go out and you try to close in those living rooms, I would imagine when you walk in there, aside from the fact that he's Nick Saban, that goes a long way in convincing those athletes to come to the University of Alabama.
Oh, there's no question about that. And you bring up a great point. He has the confidence, obviously, to bring in the very best. He's not going to get railroaded out by somebody he brings in who might want to take his job. You know, this is a whole different situation. He is a very young 64. I might also mention, you know, chronologically it might be one thing, but, you know, realistically he's as young and energetic and nonstop as is any human being on the face of this earth. But you know what? We have a kid on the roster now who was recruited by everybody. Everybody. The guy was really good. I'm not going to mention the name. It doesn't matter. But trust me, you'd know the name. A great kid. Everywhere he went, particularly in the SEC, he said, I was recruited by such and such a school, and they said, you're going to play, and we want you here so you can help us beat Alabama. That's our big game. Then he'd go to the next school. We want you here. You're going to play, and we want you to help us beat Alabama. That's our biggest game. Then he'd go to the next school. Same thing. And finally, the kid said, you know what? I might as well go to Alabama where every game is the biggest game. And you'll end up playing for a championship. You know, it's no different, fellas, really, than John Wooden during that spectacular UCLA run of umpteen years ago. I mean, wouldn't want to learn from a great coach and great coaching staff? Who wouldn't want to have every game on either ESPN or CBS? Who wouldn't want to have a chance to win a national title virtually every year? You know, who wouldn't want to go to a school that is turning out more NFL picks, first-round picks, draft choices, undrafted free agents, what have you, if that's what you want to do in your post-collegiate days? So it's not that it's truly that he can just pick and choose from everybody who's lining up at the front door to come in, but, you know, success breeds success, and you know, he just doesn't stop. The man does not stop.
Eli, we got about 2.5 minutes left. I look at this matchup with Texas A&M. I see the best Texas A&M defense in the Kevin Sumlin era, led by Myles Garrett. Offensively, I'm not sold on Trevor Knight as their quarterback. I like their running game much better. I don't really think this A&M offense can threaten that Bama defense. But that A&M defense could give Alabama some problems. In about 2 minutes, take us through this matchup and how you see offense versus defense, defense versus offense for each side, and how you see it all breaking down.
Well, I'll start at the end and work backwards. I do believe that Alabama is the better football team and is going to win the ball game. But I'll tell you why. And this is, you know, you take a look at who Texas A&M has played thus far. You know, they really, you know, this is they haven't seen the likes of Alabama quite yet, with no disrespect to UCLA, excuse me, who they had to take in overtime. You know, Tennessee, who Bama blew out, and they had to go into double overtime. I respectfully believe they haven't seen the kind of running game that Alabama is going to throw at them. And with Myles Garrett and Deshaun Hall, they've got two of the absolute best defensive ends. I just think that Alabama has too much going for them right now. And with Texas A&M and their running game, you know, Travion Williams has become one of the best running backs in America. And yes, they put up 274 yards or something like that of rushing, which is in the top 10 in the country. History has shown, at least it has shown me, that defense wins championships. That, to me, is the ultimate bottom line. Bama's defense is pretty stingy. Their rush defense leads the nation. 63 yards a game is all they're giving up. At one point last week against Tennessee, the Volunteers were averaging 0.8 yards per carry. 0.8 with Jalen Hurd, Tennessee's great running back, and Alvin Kamara, who had been running wild against everybody else. I just think that as good as A&M is, and clearly they are very good, I think Bama's the better football team.
Eli, you said it all, man. Great insight into the Crimson Tide. Not surprising. We've done this before. We look forward to doing it again soon. I know you have a jam-packed calendar these next couple of days. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch you before or during the college football playoffs.
Sounds good, guys. Call me anytime.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was the great Eli Gold, voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. And we got some keen insight into Texas A&M and Alabama. To take us home, we'll weigh in quickly with our thoughts on the game. That's how we'll wrap up this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. We want to thank Eli Gold for coming on board. Joe, in this matchup of the Aggies and the Tide, it in earlier seasons, it would have been a rollover for the Crimson Tide. I don't know that it's necessarily going to play out that way this weekend. I do think they're the better team, and they will win. But with the improved defensive play of Texas A&M, I think it's going to be a lot more competitive than some people think. The question is whether or not A&M, and you never thought you'd say this, can score on the Alabama defense, and I think that's where their struggles are going to be. Alabama will roll it late, but I think it's going to be competitive for about three quarters.
Hard for me to disagree. Trevion Williams, as Eli said, is a terrific running back. Yards are not going to be plentiful against this Crimson Tide defense. And then it's in the hands of Trevor Knight, who I know he had success in that Sugar Bowl against Alabama when he was at Oklahoma. But on a game-in, game-out basis, he's not a great signal caller, and he's not great throwing the football, and he throws some ugly throws. This Crimson Tide defense will make them pay for that. Defensively, Myles Garrett and company won't make this easy for Alabama, and that's why they'll keep it close for a while. But ultimately, I think the stingy Alabama defense, perhaps causing a turnover that turns into points, will be the difference in a close football game. That said, we out of here. Thanks to Eli Gold. Thanks to Robert for pushing some of the right buttons most of the time. But most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.